Poll: Georgia Governor Brian Kemp holds 14-point lead over David Perdue. By Hannah Blow on May 23, 2022. Incumbent Georgia Governor Brian Kemp, R., holds a 14-point lead over Republican challenger, former Senator David Perdue, RGA. An insider advantage/Fox 5 Atlanta survey released Sunday found. The survey, taken among 750 likely Republican voters and released 2 days ahead of the Peach State's primary election, advanced existing polling trends, showing Kemp with a sizable advantage heading into the election. In this particular survey, Kemp leads Perdue by 14 percentage points, 52% to the former senator's 38%. However, the survey's +3.6% margin of error could put Kemp in jeopardy of falling below the 50% threshold, adding to the uncertainty of Tuesday's race. Generally speaking, recent polls indicate that Kemp has a clear advantage in the race, besting his GOP challengers by 23%, according to Real Clear Politics. However, Perdue, a Trump-endorsed candidate, believes the polling may be misleading. During an appearance on Breitbart News Saturday, Perdue said he believes pollsters are not capturing new MAGA voters. Listen. Breitbart Middle. David Perdue, May 21, 2022. As of Friday night, 487,000 people had voted early, 4 times the number that voted in the 2018 election, Perdue explained. The big news is that half of those 487,000, who voted early, did not vote in 18. We believe these are MAGA voters, the gubernatorial hopeful continued, offering his theory. This is a significant understanding we have after early voting. 487,000 people have voted. Half of those did not vote in 18. By definition, when pollsters are talking to Republican primary voters, they qualify someone to say, if you haven't voted in each of the last 3 primaries, we can't talk to you. They're only talking to people who voted in the last 3 primaries. So they're, by definition, not talking to half the people who have voted so far in Georgia. Here's my prediction. I think that this side, this number is going to continue to stay up above 50%. As we go into Tuesday, right now we think another 300,000 or so will vote, and we think more than half of them will be people that didn't vote in 18, he added.